at work, right? Well, I'm at work too, but guess what? Guess what? We down to our last 10 minutes. And it's my Friday. So without further motherfucking ado, it's the Weed Man Chronicles. Y'all ready? You know over here, the Weed Man Chronicles, we delivering it like dominoes, because we know your motherfucking mama knows. And niggas, there's a war going on our side right now. Russia versus Ukraine, right? It's a war going on our side, but we have our own war, you know, between these real niggas and these motherfucking hoes. And when I speak on hoes, I'm not just talking about the ladies. I'm talking about some of you hoe-ass, bitch-ass niggas as well, right? It's ignorance at its motherfucking finest. Because anything less, nigga, will be uncivilized. So let's get it. It's Friday, nigga. Light your blunts up. Let's get it, goddammit, nigga. Rest in peace, Drew Infinite. Shazam that, nigga. We gonna save it for later. Nigga mad cause a girl dumped you, played you. Now you fuck with MK Specs and a nigga must slay you. And when you out in your clothes, sneaky rules freak out. Can't prepare your oatmeal cause you switched to takeout. Nigga, how the fuck you fall in love with hoes in 3 weeks? You ain't unique until you buy them shoes and put them on your feet. Face it, you're a faker. I sell more oats than Quakers. If your game was so tight, then why do Specs come and take her? You bringing up my past, I'ma bring up your past. Try to have class sitting in the 50 house with your non-bathing ass, nigga. That nigga king of the queens, king. He's king of the queens. That nigga king of the queens, king. He think he king. The nigga think he king, but he's really king of the queens. The nigga think he king. Man, I take my brush and put it on tap for threes. This one I have to ask in threes to master these. These damn majesties, a nigga, please. You the motherfucking king of the queens. Play the ace of spades, nigga, no heart. Bucket with alternator problems, shit won't start. Ship depart, cold with heart. That nigga Jeep is now, nigga, thinking that he's an advocate. Come on, nigga, you can't even advocate your life. You know I'm KB Trife on these mics. Hit it, nigga, like it was trick dice. Nigga, cook a nigga like it was minute rice. Flow is precise, and shit, it is all that. Now Chauncey sucking ball sacks. Damn, I wish the old nigga was back. But now, that nigga on some different damn track. For these hoes, he go mastering for the dough. And nigga, I know he tell more lies than a bitch trying to suck up dick up. Nigga, like racist white stabby in the pickup. Drag a nigga, hate a nigga like he's racist. Cause I know I got these basics to A6. And this shit right here make your face lift. I come in with a spliff and that's good shit. It's niggas I know, nigga, that's gonna fuck you up, nigga. Nigga, green light, nigga. Don't think that you the only one that got some muscle or something, nigga. Green light, nigga. Stop on your goddamn head. Get a bonus, nigga. Super Mario style, nigga. Getting extras. But I just try to be myself for the wealth, nigga. I try to get in it and make my money up for my team. I try to reach out and say, nigga, let's get this goddamn cream. And some niggas, they be falling off like damn drip jealous. Cause the way a nigga might rip, a nigga got two niggas spitting like a pimp. And I know I used to wear these niggas, wear my clothes when we gon' get bitches. Man, I didn't want them fucking hoes capping. I want some money to get out of the ghetto for fucking rapping or even slapping. Get to this bitch shit. I was about to make some porno movies with my editing skills. they kill. Hey, you a gang like Cuban killing real. And still, I try to build a pep stove. I make the gumbo flow and stir it up. Nigga, word up, this shit is fruity. Sherbert, nigga, way that the robs hurts, put you up in the dirt. These feelings is light with bitches have. I'd rather smoke a damn ass and dip the ass. But niggas like vagina and an ass. In other words, they pussy, beating bad. Nigga. Well, fuck you, nigga.
Oh shit. Hey. Yo, this is Breeza from Feeling the Breeze. Y'all listening to the Wingman Chronicles right now. And it is ignorance at its motherfucking finest. You already know what you're getting when you listen to the Wingman Chronicles. You getting real nigga shit. Authenticity at its best. So, I don't know what y'all doing, but y'all better start listening to the Chronicles, especially if you want to be woke. Now, ladies out there, feel free to listen to the Chronicles. It's going to help your relationship too. You may even grow. Now, let's get back to the motherfucking show.
Nephew, you got perfect time.
Hell yeah, it's Friday, nigga.
Start a little puff giving this motherfucker.
Shit, we got it rolled up already, nigga.
Why don't you come on and sit next to your auntie?
Let's get it, goddammit.
Know you smoke a little weed, right?
I know you smoke a little weed, too.
Why you say that?
Because your lips turning black.
Would you like some wine, babe?
No, thank you.
Well, how about a little cognac?
It's Friday, nigga.
It's kind of early.
Welcome to the Weed Man Chronicles.
Shit, I can roll a blunt better than them bitches in a van. Now, I know Willie don't let you smoke in his house, but I'm your Uncle Elroy.
I don't give a damn how you get in mine.
As long as you let me hit it. Look at that.
Fire that shit up, boy.
I'm about to show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is.
Oh, man, let me find something on this goddamn radio shit, man. It's some bullshit.
Points are supposed to play in a row?
But you know what?
Nah.
Buying or selling a...
Nah.
On here.
For Glen Oaks.
En lugar de eso, encontró...
You're tuning in to Pathetic Radio, broadcasting live somewhere off of Whitman.
Things are, a lot of artists steal music from like SoundCloud or wherever they can salvage beats on YouTube and stuff. Like, I remember this dude sent me an email talking about, hey, you know, we want to get our song on the radio, man. Check out our body of work, right? And I'm like, body of work? I said, okay, let me hear it. See, here's the way we do things here on Ethic Radio.
Watch this nigga contradict himself.
If your music is not out on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, or no major platform outlet, we're not taking you seriously. No, because there's a lot of artists that's on SoundCloud, got good shit, but it ain't theirs. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, we have a system, and we also use Shazam to do a full x-ray on the song. So if we pull that song up, and we see that it's not by that particular artist that send us, you know, that song, if that song doesn't match your name as an artist, it will tell us that. It will say, it will pull up as another artist with that particular beat. See what I'm saying? And we've seen this happen many times before. That's why I tell them, if your shit is out on iTunes, you got distribution and everything for your music, and everything checks out, then okay, cool. Because we've had got a lot of red flags because people are stealing other people's music. They're not paying for the licensing, for the comp.
Nigga, you up here talking about your motherfucking self, nigga. Talking about yourself, nigga. But you know what, nigga? Now, I want to ask you a question, nigga. Is this your shit? Is that your shit? Nigga, come on, nigga. You a watcher of contra dick, nigga. Is that your shit? Oh, let me throw this in. This is for fair use, for to critique, and for educational purposes. We're just critiquing. Under the copyright infringement law, this is not even a portion, right? It's not a sample. We're using this for educational purposes. You a contradict, nigga. See, the problem with you, nigga, you just gotta keep talking. Once you just keep talking, you will keep telling on yourself and shit, right? We're gonna dedicate this tonight's Wingman Chronicles to C. Rocky Bird and shit. The Bird Rocky. So let's get to it. Let's get to the Chronicles, man. Shazam this, bitch.
Look, fun fact. Notice that the guy in the back, like, oh, yeah, man. Yeah, they be stealing music, right? Even though the nigga Chauncey steal music all the time. That's his conception, right? This is one reason I don't like to tell people. Or you'll never see me like boasting, like, oh, I do this, I do that, oh, I do this, oh, I do that. No, I just say, hey, man, you know, hey, check out my shit. That's it. That's it. Check out my shit. That's it. You see Cleopatra over there speaking French. Wee, 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 do the wee, 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 wee. I love you, Fontaine. Wee, 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 wee. Wee, 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 you peppy little pew face ass nigga. Wee, 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 wee. Let's get back to the Chronicles, goddammit.
Child, let me tell you something about where the dick at. Hey. I'm about to sit on this dick though, and I'm gonna slurp it up. Hey. Who won the world, girls? Who won the world, girls? Hey. Who won the world, girls? Hey.
Cut that goddamn bullshit off, man.
I don't want to hear that damn shit, nigga. That tonight.
Oh my shit. The king of the queens. Goddamn. Abso-motherfucking-lutely. Up there representing like a motherfucker. That nigga and that other young pseudo alien nigga. Man, y'all, look. Look, y'all listening to the Chronicles, right? But man, what's up? What's up with y'all boy Peace Peace Family, aka Peace Peace Genie? What's up with this nigga? Man, I tell you about these youngsters, man. See? Nigga went to the clink and still didn't learn. But hey, I'ma let y'all get back to the show so y'all can finish listening to this nigga get on Young Pharaoh ass. King of the Queens. I know that ain't fair.
Hey Bird.
He gonna make you famous. He say he takes what? You getting ready to get out there and go on that stroll? You got ready to go on that stroll, girl? Oh, sucky, sucky now. He ready to go. He ready to go. He prioritize feminine, beautiful, inspirational, sexually satisfying their man and feeding his ego.
You hear that?
And these women know how to share, because you're going to have to share him. Ladies, you're going to have to share your high-value man.
You're so bad, OMG. Oh, yep.
Feeding his ego. And these women know how to share, because you're going to have to share him. Ladies, you're going to have to share your high-value man. You're going to have to share him with his, you're going to have to share him with his purpose.
Hey, Kev, you gonna have to share the low value nigga as well. Continue on, brother.
With the community or the world around him that requires him to be there, you're gonna have to become friends with his executive assistant. You know how many executive assistants, i.e. work-wise, become really good friends with Miss High Value?
Uh-oh. See, if you've been tuning in, and you know me, and we have these discussions, you know I always say, nigga, if you got game, nigga, you need to get them all together. Get them all together. Don't keep them separate. Get them all together. Right? Let your woman know who this bitch is and who this bitch is. It's a testament to your motherfucking game, nigga. I'm just trying to here to let you know. It's going to be difficult. That shit ain't for the amateurs and shit. It's for the real folks. That's that real shit. Can I get a round of applause? Let's carry on. And while we carry it on, I'm going to throw little zingers, right? Proof of game. Just like when you go to the store, you will have proof of a purchase. I'm going to have some bitches say some shit about me. Watch.
Be like, girl, you got him between the hours of 7 and 7, and then I got him between the hours of 8 and 6. So you're the wife, and then the executive assistant, she's your best friend. And guess what?
What?
As an added bonus,
what?
You get to also become cool with his mistress.
With his mother?
Yes. You get to become cool with his mistress.
With this motherfucking mistress, nigga. Oh, nigga, did you get the blessing and the motherfucking lesson, nigga?
You're so bad, OMG. Oh, yep. You know, like I said, the good times. And I won't be sending no fucking pictures like that. You already know that ain't, you know what I mean? But, you know, I think about, like, you know, some good moments we had.
Hey, Tyrone, did you notice something, nigga? Yeah, you know that she was in the bathtub too, huh? You know what she doing? You know what she was doing? You know what she was doing? You know what she was doing? Look, look, I just have to. No, despite what y'all think about MK Specs, the ugly nigga and shit like that, gap tooth nigga, right? Right? Keep thinking that nigga. Keep thinking that shit.
You're so bad. OMG. Well, yeah. You know, like I said, the good times. I'm gonna be sending.
The good times. The good times. Blowing that back out and shit. That's the good time. That's the good time. Good times. She was talking about the good times and shit. Oh, what'd you say, Tyrone?
You're so bad, OMG. Well, yep. You know, like I said, the good times. And I won't be sending no...
I'm just saying. I say... Oh, I said, the hypocrisy, yeah, law. Some of you niggas, damn shame. You out here, you being a butler for these bitches. Yeah, you out here being a butler for these bitches. Being a butler for these bitches, like Benson, like that nigga from Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You a butler. You a butler. You ain't gotta wait later for the waiter. He's a butler for these bitches. Hey, nigga, when you hear 8-Ball verse, it's gonna explain it all.
Got your hands stuck out, ask for shit. Instead of working, you be begging, trying to get
rich quick.
Faking, acting like you interested just to hang around. Tell a nigga you a part of this.
No, it ain't down.
You lying, trying to hang, trying to fool
with some hoes.
Telling them about the famous
niggas that you know. You want some dinner, bitch, you need to slow down, dog.
For niggas like you, me and G.
Made that song, Jay. Hey, Josh, you as fuck, nigga. See, I used to be a simp. Yeah, I used to be a simp, man. You know, that's why I could talk about it. I could reach into that bag and pull it out, you know, and look at the times where I was simping. I was simping hard. I was pussy fucking whipped. I was pussy whipped, man. That shit was good, nigga. That shit had me nutting back to back to back to back, yo. My dick don't do that, nigga. My dick don't do that. Got me nutting back to back to back to back. Shit, like hell ass scratch. I said, nigga, I'll take her, nigga. And, you know, when we having this war of words, you know, we having war here on these podcasts. It's like Russia and Ukraine and shit, you know what I'm saying? Right? We having war. A nigga gonna bring that up about me at the time I was simping. Not only I'm a gap two buck two bitch, but we gonna get that dildo though. We gonna fix that, nigga. Nigga, I'm gonna be smiling like Lena Turney in a minute, nigga. I'm gonna be smiling like, that's all I'm gonna do is smile, nigga. But let's get back to the segment. Look. Man. Home girl pussy was some fire. This shit is getting tighter and tighter. Damn, I'm gonna bust this one inside her. She said, no, I don't want my baby daddy to know. Look, I can say I've been there. Ain't that right, Tyrone, man? I can say that. See, I can admit my faults and shit. And y'all can roast and toast me like we some goddamn honey roasted nuts from motherfucking planters and shit. We can get it, nigga. I got no problem with that. I got the truth and the proof. But why was that pussy so good? Why was I hooked on it? Why was I hooked on it? I'm gonna keep it. Listen up. Fuck it. Here we go. She was the only woman I knew that could suck her own pussy. She was that flexible. And when I seen that shit for the first time, like, listen to me. When I seen that shit for the first time, shit, man, that coochie was on the floor. Shit, I was getting my knees sore. Ooh, this girl from Belize, her mama looked like Sade. Man, I was trying to spit game at her mama, man. She had a gap like me, but I was like, so that bitch had game. She was so goddamn elegant, yo. She'll make a dick spit too, like it had the flu. Man, she was skinny. She didn't have no big ass titties. But goddamn, that motherfucking pussy was hella pretty. Had a nigga acting a fool. I realized worse, I couldn't be her man. Her baby daddy was there first. He was lacing her up, putting thousands in her purse. I couldn't do that shit. So when he went to jail, a nigga got fucking stuck up that coochie. She was freaky, she let me even hit the booty. She made my ding-a-ling turn into a shooting. Her hand jobs was awesome. And nigga, I don't even fucking nut off that, nigga. Had a nigga nutting, man. Damn near shot on my goddamn roof. I can take that. For real, I can take that. I can. Man, that shit was good, man. But not this cop nigga. He beating that shit up. I keep it real. Keep it real, man. Right? Can you do that? Can you get up here publicly and say that something that you did that you know you was dead wrong for? Right? That you repented for? Can you get up here publicly and air yourself out? You can't do that, nigga. That what separates me from you. Now check it out. Check it out. See, the reason I said that, a nigga angle is going to be like, when you see me at my worst, that's going to give them strength to speak on it. So we can just speak on it right now. Yeah, nigga, MK, man, I was whooped, nigga. I was whooped. I need to let you know something, nigga. That wasn't no regular me getting whipped, nigga. She probably was using some goddamn magic on the nigga. It gotta be that. I smoke weed and think about that shit like that. That bitch put a voodoo on a nigga. She always wanted to be in a nigga life. Have her cake and eat it too, but keep me around spiritually locked into a bind. She told me too. I thought she was bullshitting. She told me to. Nigga, that, nigga, there's some witches and warlocks out here. I'm just trying to let you know. Nigga. But let's talk about you, nigga. Oh, you about to get pissed off, nigga. Right? So we ain't gonna waste no goddamn time with it, nigga. We gonna turn it up, nigga.
Yeah.
We on, smoke a lot of weed. Nigga, when we on, it's gonna be on. That's what we need. When we on, nigga, when we on, we be smoking a lot of weed. Burning them trees when we on, nigga, it be on, yeah. When we on, when we on, burn a motherfucking lot of goddamn weed when we on. The shit is on, nigga, it's on. We be smoking that goddamn weed. Oh, I know you're listening to the Wingman Chronicles. I introduce to you and it's my crew. We got Cry Motherfucking War MK motherfucking Specs on. Yeah, we ain't done. My nigga the Breezer, he on. Rest in peace to Drew Infinite. We living in your streets till we on. We gon' be shitting on that faggot nigga Chauncey. He can't breathe, he ain't on. Shouts out to Big Moo. You know what we gon' do when we on. No a fakery. I gotta send my nigga some pound cakery. We do it at ease. That's why these niggas mad at me. Because we own the Wingman Chronicles. Your fucking mama knows what we own. This shit gon' be on. We smoke a lot of weed. We own it. Tell me what we own. I got what you need. It might cost a fee. So we own. And then the shit is on. We smoke a lot of trees. Hey girl, who run the girls? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite song. Hold on, let me put my lace front on right. Ooh yeah, oh girl, it's my song, girl, girl. Let me get these panties out of my ass first. I need respect. Let y'all know who up that business, bitch, girl, you know? You know I got it, bitch. I read a bitch. Move, bitch. That's right, hey. Hey. Where the niggas at, hey? No. No. Hey, nigga. Welcome to the Wingman Chronicles, man. You know, y'all know I'm from LA, right? So we gonna get it. I'ma let the homie talk, nigga. Cause this shit is gold.
Cause you'll find out a lot of these niggas, cuz, don't wanna get down with you if it's just a 101, bro. Cause a nigga, see, ain't nothing like a nigga who don't bang that stand on his own, cuz. Like nigga.
You hear that, nigga? A nigga that don't bang and stand on his own, nigga. You despicable, nigga. There's more.
You don't gangbang, but you got a bitch that stay over there, bro. Imagine, my nigga.
Listen up.
To a bitch house, you and the bounty hunters, nigga. And there's one nigga outside with a shirt on, nigga, with a red flag on his right side and shit like that. And this bitch, he been trying to knock for years. Catch this game, dog, nigga. You coming outside the house, nigga. You beating a bitch pussy up, nigga. Fucking her shit in and all that.
Facts.
This nigga like, hold on, blood. This bitch over here fucking this square ass nigga. Facts. That nigga's gonna bang on you, my nigga. I swear to God. Hey, hold on. Hey, where you from, nigga? And what you gonna walk? You just got the bitch? That's the work. Number one, nigga. Especially if you coming out of a bitch house, my nigga. And you know you just fucked it. You go ride inside that house, dead homies, cuz. You better respond. You always respond, nigga. You do not ignore a gangbanger or a hood nigga that's banging on you.
That's why you gotta keep a nigga around you like Breezer and shit. The spidey sense go off. You know, sometimes, you know, I'll be up here fucking with these hoes. Shouts out to Nina Boy, nigga. Kept it real, nigga. The niggas do not like you fucking they bitches, nigga. And they know it too. So they go, you know, they gonna get on your head. So we gotta move smart in these streets, especially when we fucking with these hoes. Alright? Let's light this blood up. Let's get it, goddammit. The Weed Man Chronicles. Alright, I know y'all asked me, like, what's a Chauncey? So, man, a Chauncey is a nigga that can't fight his own battles. He always get some killer or some hood nigga to fight his battles and shit. He worse than a bitch. You know, usually bitches do that shit. You know, a female you fucking with, her brother from an opposite hood or something, you know, and when she don't get her way, just like a fucking bitch ass Chauncey, right? You know, don't get her goddamn way and shit. She go tell, then it gets you in the funk, you know, with a hood and shit. You know, Chauncey know, because he did the same shit to me and shit, nigga. He did the same fucking shit to me. Like a whole bitch. You know, I'm going to give you more examples through this podcast as well. All right? Y'all ready? Let's get to the next segment.
It's your beloved brother Wally. Yes, breaking news, I will sue. Breaking news, Young Pharaoh's in jail. Young Pharaoh's in jail.
Apparently, in jail?
The situation, I guess, about the ankle monitor. Some people say he violated that. I don't know if it's because of Tamari was supposed to show up. Was it the day of Tamari didn't show up for court?
Damn.
And, the aliens didn't help him. The FBI didn't help him. The CIA didn't help him. The creators of Star Wars didn't help him because he says he's going to be the next Star Wars movie. He says he's supposed to be going on tour, some kind of music CD or something. Nigga, you're delusional. That's why you in there, brother. I'm sorry to say that, but we kind of figured this shit out was going to happen. But, maybe, I don't know how long he's going to stay in there. Maybe he might be able to get a little detox going. Because he need to detox real bad. Well, it's your beloved brother Wally. Ha ha ha! Young Pharaoh! The aliens didn't come and help you. I don't know where the aliens were, I guess they didn't show up.
Chauncey Dism. See? Sometimes I don't say shit with certain niggas, right? Especially when they think they trying to, like, get over on me and shit. Like you got it like that, nigga. Like, what? Now, the nigga worked at an amusement park. And he had them tickets. He had both parks. And, you know, we came to an agreement of, you know, the whole family get in $400. You know, it's 400 goddamn bucks and shit. And I done did this, like, maybe, like, 3 or 4 or 5 years with this nigga. I was very reliable, so he was dependent on that $400, $500 and shit, right? So I was like, hey, you know, maybe this year, I don't know, right? Maybe this year, I don't know. And it was the same year, nigga, that, you know, shit, I had to buy a car and shit, you know what I'm saying? So I had a rental, man, and we went out to Pechanga, me and my woman, and we had a shot out a good time, and I did a dance. I came back a little bit broke and shit, right? A little bit broke. I wasn't total broke, but I was like, yeah, you know what? I'll wait till I get my federal and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'll wait. And the nigga was bugging me. He was just bugging me. You know, I don't like that shit. Like, when you bugging me and shit. That's why I was like, man, I'm going to go have fun with this. This is my buddy. This is my buddy, nigga. So, that nigga hit me up. He was coming back, and he was mad. He was aggy about that shit. And he slipped and said some Chauncey shit. Now listen to me. He slipped and he was like, oh, nigga, I don't spend this damn money on the devil no more. Whoa. And this why the nigga said I got a smart mouth, because I told him, nigga, I didn't tell you, nigga, that I was going, you know, that it was official. That nigga was big mad. See, that's Chauncey shit. Right. Why go spend your money and you broke? See that nigga talking about, nigga, I'm broke and shit, scraping on little weed. That nigga was hungry for that $400, nigga. That nigga needed that shit because shit. I guess he had to scrape up and get him a little Caesar's pizza with his woman and shit. Thought y'all was gonna go to Red Robin's, dog. Me and my woman came back from an excellent Chinese food place. Shit, I went gambling, nigga. Nigga, shit, to be real, I lost big, and then I played this Let's Make a Deal, and I kind of broke even. So he's like, nigga, $400, give you $400. Nah, nigga. That nigga attitude was stank. And when you act like that towards me, it's like, yeah, you got the homie hookup, but it's like, nigga, it's like, I could be like, nigga, whatever, nigga, at any given time, right? And the nigga head was so big that he thought just because, you know, said the price was right, right? But here's the thing. Not too many niggas was, like, buying that, though. You know, when you work for them, you got the off-campus pass. You can bring people in and shit, certain amount of people a year, right? You could bring him in, and his thing was to make money. But I know for a good 5 years, that nigga was like, hey, nigga. Damn, nigga. That nigga up here moving his plans and shit, because he know I'm going to come through with the money and shit right there and shit, right? But then some Chauncey shit popped off. Nigga had a little attitude and shit. Nigga, I had to check him. It's like, nigga, hold up, nigga. I didn't say that nigga was going to be a for sure thing. Nigga, why you hounding me? Oh, man, I was like, you spit? That's what you saying? Oh, you did some Chauncey shit, nigga. See, look. The reason he got played with that one, and that didn't have to involve me. Maybe God said, hey, I'm going to have you broke. But when he played himself, because, nigga, that nigga was like, he spent that money thinking I was going to come through and shit. You know what I'm saying? Come on, be responsible, nigga. Be responsible. And I didn't like the service, so I said, fuck it, I just disconnected the service and shit. And then a nigga be like, oh, well, your niggas going to have to pay. Shit, any other damn amusement park, nigga, I'm paying. So, nigga, hey, shit, nigga, you can hustle somebody else, nigga. I just say, fuck it. Just like this high-ass gas right now, we going through Ukraine and Russia. We going through that shit, and we, you know, having to pay higher gas prices. Fuck it. I'll just go straight to that motherfucker rather than pay. I'll just go straight to that motherfucker. Fuck it. Fuck it. Right?
Nigga. This motherfucking podcast is motherfucking gold. Nigga. I appreciate that shout out, nigga. With that Kevin Samuels clip. You goddamn right, that was my situation. Yo, this is, if y'all didn't know, this is Breeza from Feeling the Breeze. If y'all ain't listening to the Wee Man Chronicles, I don't know what the fuck you doing with your life. Y'all light your blunts up. Just keep this shit going. Good shit, nigga. Good shit. All right, let's get back to the show.
Nigga. Nigga, real shit. Real shit, nigga. I just thought about this. Real shit, nigga. Look, you know in California we got that street called Crenshaw, right? Crenshaw.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let me tell you how legendary the Crenshaw is, man. Me and my old homeboy, right? He had this, Bronco, this OJ Bronco, nigga. Right? It didn't have no beat in it or nothing. So we had this tape deck that took C batteries and shit, right? We'll put one speaker in the back and bang that Wu-Tang shit, nigga. This is like when Wu-Tang Forever came out, right? Now check it out. Check it out. All right, we pull up to Crenshaw. And it's a girl, nigga, right? She got no titties, right? She must have like a B cup, nigga. But she had a fucking badonka dog on her, right? And she walking like right in front of us. We just pulled up to the street, right? She walking right in front of us, nigga. And I'm in the co-pilot, my nigga driving, my brother in the back, right? And I was like, nah, man, let's just keep going down the shore, you know, and see what we can find and shit. That nigga was like, man, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. So he was like, hey, come here. Moo, on my damn mama, nigga. She got in the car, nigga. She got in the car, and she was with it, nigga. And, nigga, since we're talking about women, they'll let you fuck for some food and shit. This is why I was like, I gotta record this. I'm recording this right now because I need that natural. I need that natural reaction, right? She was like, I'm gonna do all of y'all. Just take me to your house. Listen to me, brother. She said, take me to your house and give me some avocado and motherfucking crackers, nigga. What you say, Crime, nigga? Cause look, that segment, I got my nigga Crime, so he was he was there, nigga. So you said that was a reference to Razzcast interlude.
Just now playing, for the avocado, motherfucking avocado on the crackers, like the motherfucking assembly, the motherfucking Razzcast said about the Jack in the Box and shit, fuck for a cheesecake.
Bitch, let you fuck for a fucking cheesecake. So these bitches be fucking for food, am I correct?
Right.
Nigga, enough said, nigga.
Wait, hold up, nigga. Y'all fucked a bitch, and all she wanted was some avocado and crackers? Oh, shit. Hey, Moo. Hey, shout out to Big Moo. Hey, Moo, I'm hearing this for the first time, my damn self. I wasn't there. I wasn't at this event. Some avocado and crackers. I know the niggas he was with, but I didn't know that shit popped off. Nigga, goddamn.
Avocado and crackers, nigga. I made sure I gave her the ripe ones, too, right? She ate her shit, all that, nigga. We sat up there patiently, nigga, And then, nigga, she just took her top off, nigga. We got busy on that shit. She let us fuck, nigga, for some avocado and crackers. Legendary.
Dang.
I know. You know, it just... Nigga, we was about to just say, man, fuck that and keep going down the Shaw. We didn't even turn on the Shaw and shit, nigga. I remember my brother had to get some copies and we was in the car and my homie talking to her, so I'm instigating. And he was like, so, you know, woo, 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 woo. And then I was listening and I started to smile. What she said, she was like, look, look, don't worry, just take my brother. My brother was doing copies because he do art and shit, right? So he wanted to make some copies, shit, right? She was like, yo, man, you know, y'all do that, right? And then, you know, we just go to the house, and, you know, she said, don't worry, I'm going to take care of all y'all. I was like, oh, nigga, my brother was smiling. What? What? You going to take care of all of us? No lie, nigga. Shout out to the breacher, nigga. I was in like that, nigga, the time we went to Vegas, nigga, right? We go to Vegas. We go to Circus, right? My homeboy P lived out there. Now, we done went out there a couple of times. He had his own spot out there and shit, right? Now, we went out there a couple of times. But, you know, I'm like, you know, shit. We in Vegas, and you know what Vegas is known for, right? Nigga.
Buy
pussy. Yeah, and buy mother, you goddamn motherfucking right, buy pussy.
A lot of gravel too.
Brother.
Brother.
Brother. You ain't even gotta do that, Moo. You ain't gotta do that, Moo. Nigga, they walk up to you, nigga. Ask the breezer. Nigga, they walk up to you, nigga. And you know they hoes, you can tell by their boots. They walk up to you, nigga. They don't let you touch them. But MK was touching them. And Ken was touching him, nigga. Nigga, real shit. Real shit, Mo. Like, nigga, we swerve up in the motherfucking circus, nigga, right? And nigga, the white girl, nigga, just came running like, hi, fellas, how you doing, guys? Man, we looked at each other like niggas, like, oh, we got one. I looked at my homie like, nigga, we ain't even been in fucking Vegas 15 minutes, nigga. She jumped on that concrete light fixture shit, nigga. Hopping that shit like, hi, guys. Nigga, we up here looking up here like, yeah, all right. She came, how y'all doing? What's your names? And then in the background, nigga, you can hear this white dude saying, no, hey, guys. And we was like, what? You know what I'm saying? Oh, this is my girl. She's a little drunk right now. She don't know what she want to do. And she's like, they're nice. She's like, they're nice. I want to party with them. Dude, lucky as a motherfucker, nigga. We just told him, you know what I'm saying? You lucky this time, because next time, nigga, shit. Drunk, pissy drunk. You know what she wanted? She wanted some BBC. Nigga, like a push pop, we gonna save this for later. But right now, nigga, you pussy. Nigga, you pussy. Nigga, you pussy. Nigga. Nigga, you pussy. I know. Nigga, you hungry. You starving for money, nigga, I know your lifestyle is bum. as fuck. Nigga, I'm the nigga you hate so motherfucking much. Cause I'm out here working my damn ass off to get the butts. Why you sucking on some nuts? I know what's up, nigga. Nigga, you're phony. You talk that phony baloney. You used to be a homie. Nigga, you're phony. It's a pleasure, nigga, to, you know, talk about this shit. Especially when you listening, nigga. I mean, look. Niggas been good to you, nigga. Right? Niggas been good to you, nigga, and you know that shit, right? Daniel's son can't fuck with Bruce Lee, nigga. Just face the facts, nigga. Face the facts, nigga. Despite what you say. Let's break it down like Brown Bud. This shit right here, nigga, is different every single motherfucking time, nigga. Yeah. 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 See, nigga, you ain't got nothing to talk about, nigga, or what to talk about, nigga. That's why your shit is stale. Give it a rest, nigga. I would have, well, then again, I was about to say, I would have never thought that you would, you know, stoop that low as a man, right? To put those panties on and, you know, play that role of that bitch that you are. Nigga, the team over here, nigga, we shaking our head, nigga. The team shaking our head, nigga. Shaking our head, nigga. We watching you. We, you know, we checking out. We seeing what you doing, nigga. Right? And to have all that equipment over there, you still lack inspiration and drive, nigga. You know. And that's why we clouded over here, right? Over here, broadcasting live for Los Angeles. Attention, sisters and brothers, that's some motherfucking others, nigga. Black History Month that came and went. And you ain't made a goddamn sis, nigga. I'm leveling up, nigga. I'm leveling up, nigga. And to y'all that know me, y'all know I was waiting for the month, for the time, right, in my life to say this. Yeah, nigga. Oh! Nigga. Oh! Nigga, we getting retarded, nigga. Just gotta tell these niggas.